Welcome to the weekly podcast from the Mattoon Public Library. I'm Carl Walworth, the library director. This is a way that we work to spread the word on how we enrich lives, strengthen our community, and spark ideas, the three main points in the vision statement of the library as put forth by our board of directors. And this week we're going to talk with Ed Dowd, who's the president of the Mattoon Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to talk about the Business Expo, which is next Thursday, October the 3rd, out at the Cross County Mall. So, Ed, glad to have you.
Oh, welcome. Great to be here.
Ed just told me the Expo is now in its 16th year. It is at the Cross County Mall. And Ed, why don't you just, I know there are three components in your flyer here, the Business Expo, the Taste of the Expo, and the Our Town Gallery. So let's start and just talk about the Expo itself, how that comes together, and number of vendors, that sort of thing.
Yeah, the Expo itself, we, as Carl mentioned, we've been around for 16 years. It's a great event, great opportunity for the business community to people to see how the business community operates. There's 60 vendors, and it's just an opportunity for the public to see everybody in an enclosed space. We get a lot of different people come out, and it's just a wonderful day, you know, from 10 to 3. It's a big thing that happens is networking. A lot of the businesses actually love it. This is their chance also to network with other businesses, to network with their customers, to network with potential customers. So it's just a great event, and it works out well for the city.
Now, the Expo is free.
Correct.
It's at the mall, so there's plenty of parking. And so what kind of vendors do you have? Retail, just a variety, nonprofit? Let's give me a sampling of some of the vendors.
Yeah, what's great about the Expo is we get a very good mix of vendors throughout the community. We go as far as LuLaRoe is going to have a vendor, all the way up to, you know, the major players, Consolidated Communications, Sarah Bush Linking, and everyone in between, from retail on to business, accounting, you know, law firms. We get the run the entire gamut. So it's a great way for the public to see what happens in Mattoon on a daily basis. And we really enjoy that opportunity. They can see everyone in one location.
I mentioned that word free, that there's no admission. And another thing, in the marketing world, free is a very powerful word, but people who attend the Expo can expect to see a lot of giveaway sign-up type things?
Correct, yes. A lot of the businesses like to give away some of their trinkets kind of to remember them by. They'll have things that are marketing, will market them so they can take them home and, you know, remember that they did visit these businesses. So it's a great opportunity there. And, you know, moving on to the Taste of the Expo, the Taste of the Expo is usually the most popular part of the Expo, of course, because this is an opportunity for everyone in the public and all the other businesses to sample. This year, we're having 14 different vendors. And again, we're running the gamut on the vendors. So there's going to be a lot of different offerings. Osaka Steakhouse and sushi is going to be there. Great food and spirits, Freddy's, Stadium, just a Don Sol, Hunan. A lot of different varieties of food are going to be offered. For only $5, you get 5 tickets, and no one has ever gone away hungry. Carl, I'm sure you can attest to that. It's a great opportunity to be able to sample different things that you might not have normally sampled. And then, you know, you see what you like, and then you might even want to go back and, you know, get a full meal from them. So it's a great opportunity. We usually get over 1,000 people coming through the Taste, so it's just a wonderful event and a great way for people in the community to get to sample tastings of different businesses. So
the Taste is quite popular, and you won't go away hungry. And just so people understand, for your $5, you're going to get 5 tickets, which means you can taste 5 different, they're not full meals, but by the time you, it accumulates to be more than a full meal. So you go to 5 different vendors, There is a wide selection. There are desserts. There are entrees. Usually some salads. So you get a nice different collection of the community. And you mentioned networking. And with 1,000 people coming through there, it's from 11:30 to 2. And so there's another opportunity to sit down. And normally you see some people who maybe you haven't seen in a while.
Correct. It's great. When you have that many people in one central location, people you haven't, as Carl said, people you haven't seen for a while, it's a great opportunity to just sit down, relax, and enjoy the, you know, lunch hour. And we do expand it from 11:30 to 2, so that a lot of people, they don't have, you know, the carbon cutter 12 to 1 lunch. So this gives people an opportunity to kind of be flexible. And some people end up staying the whole time when they're meeting and networking with friends they haven't seen in a while. So it's a wonderful opportunity. As Carl said, a lot of it's not full meals. I can tell you, Kep's cooking is going to have full-size pork chops, because it's easier for him to give the full-size ones than cut them in half. So there are going to be some big portions, but as Carl said, I've never had anybody complain about going away hungry with this. So
the expo, and I know many people have been there before, but for those maybe who haven't or are new to town, when you come in the mall, the exhibitors are on the concourses as you walk into the mall, and then on what I would call the main concourse. And then the taste is just around to the right. Is that correct?
Correct. It's in the old, if people remember, it's the old Sam Goody store. And it's, as you go in the main entrance, you go to your right, and in that building right there, there's going to be the taste. You won't be able to miss it, because there'll be a line of people waiting at 11:30 to get in. It's a very popular event. We do use the entire concourse of the mall, so it's great to be able to walk around and just see all the different vendors and all the different things going on. One of the best parts of the expo that I take the most pride in, the most interest in, that I think for a consumer's perspective, is what's called the Our Town Gallery. As Carl mentioned, when you first walk in the mall, we highlight the Our Town Gallery section. And it's just a great opportunity for people in the community to see what really happens in Mattoon on a daily basis. We are so excited that things that happen here, a lot of people don't even know about. One of the things, as an example, Just Right Manufacturing. They manufacturing safety equipment used a lot in the oil industry and chemical production industry. They ship these items all over the world, from Australia, Africa, Asia, Europe. It's just amazing how much of these items that are manufactured right here in little old Mattoon go worldwide, are distributed worldwide. People don't even understand or know that. Also, what used to be R. O'Donnelly's is now LSC Communications. A lot of what they publish and manufacture are going to be at the expo, you know, so they can see. You know, they might want to say, hey, I didn't know that they published that, or they make that, you know, something to say, wow, they publish that magazine. I read that magazine. So, you know, things like that are just so important for the community to know. There's so many different areas like that.
So the gallery, I mean, a lot of the places that employ people that are in the manufacturing or that make things, we drive by them, if not every day, on a regular basis. And we may have some idea what goes on inside, but we don't all often get to see kind of the end result or the product. And so, as I understand the Our Town Gallery, it's an opportunity to see some of the things that our friends and neighbors, as they go to work every day, some of the things that they work on and produce that are distributed around the world. Is that a pretty good idea?
Exactly. So it's so exciting. And every year we hear so many people say, I didn't realize that was made in Mattoon. I didn't realize what Animet, that they make all the wiring systems and things like that. It's just awesome to see. And people really, you know, get a sense of pride when they realize all the different things that are made here, to Carl's point, and are shipped internationally. So, you know, it gives a lot of pride to the community that a lot of real important things happen right here in Mattoon.
Now, Ed, this is the 16th year, and I believe you told me that you've been involved every single year. Is that correct, in some capacity?
Yes. When I first started with Staples, I did want to get involved in the chamber. And one of the things, you know, they decided to start the expo again, which hadn't been done in a few years. And I was thrilled to be able to, you know, help in this regard. And it's just grown every year. And it's just a fun event. And it's just great to see the community get together, all the businesses, all the industries, all the taste vendors, just to get together in one central location once a year and really get a chance to celebrate Mattoon. So it's just a wonderful opportunity.
So you worked on this as a volunteer. Correct. When you were a member of the chamber, and you've now been the chamber executive or president for how many years?
It's 2 years, and it'll be 2 years in January. So January 1st. So, and again, it's just, you know, this led to me wanting to be the chamber executive director. Mary Wetzel, the former director, you know, had a great relationship with her, and we worked well. And doing things like this to get the community involved, to get the community on board and make it special was one of the things that I enjoyed immensely as a volunteer. And it just led me to want to continue that as a chamber director. So just a wonderful event.
Now, for the general public, this is a 5-hour event from 10 to 3 on one single day, but I know that that's not how it works for the chamber staff. How long, when do you start preparing for the expo over at your office?
It's funny, we kind of never stop preparing for the expo. In fact, the minute it's over, we usually start our meetings, you know, within a month or so of the expo. And, you know, it's a long process, but it's a fun process. We have a great committee. We have a lot of fun. We joke around. We, you know, plan. We, you know, things change. Things are always in flux, but it's always great. One other thing I did want to mention that I think is really important is, in conjunction with the expo, we're having a blood drive. Oh. And Community Blood Services out of Illinois is located right in the mall. What a lot of people don't realize is Community Blood Services is the sole provider to Sarah Bush Lincoln and Carl Hospitals locally. Every donated pint of blood is used here locally. So again, it's just a tying the community together. And we are having a blood drive. They're going to actually have the blood mobile out at the mall. And there's 19 open appointments. So, you know, this is a great opportunity to give the gift of life. We just think it's so important for the community that they keep a safe and secure and replenishable blood supply. So if you're interested, you know, give us a call at the chamber or contact Community Blood Services right at the mall. Set up an appointment. You know, it's a great opportunity to give the gift of life. You know, one pint of blood can save 3 lives. So it's critical that you know, we continue to support that. So
that's one of the things that you and your committee, and your committee would be your staff as well as people who are members of the chamber and maybe some others in the community who help put this event on.
Yes, we have again, we try to get a mix of people in the community, not just business owners, but, you know, homeowners and people like that, to try to get an idea of what they're looking for the expo, what they want to see. It's great to have a diverse group of members on our committee, and they have fantastic ideas. And, you know, we always try to tweak things a little bit, but we try to keep the core together. You know, one of the things that came out of this was the Our Town Gallery. We had so many people say, you know, what does Animet do? What does LSC Communications, or formerly Donnelly's, do? Mars, Pinnacle, Just Right. You know, and that was a fantastic thing, and we get so much great feedback about that. And that was one of the things that was brought up by one of our committee members as something we should do. So, you know, we always try to tweak things. The blood drive was another thing that was mentioned. You know, why don't we do something in conjunction with that? While we have that many people out there, you know, that gives them the opportunity to give blood locally to help support Mattoon. So
good. Well, again, the expo is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Thursday, October the 5th. It's at the Cross County Mall. The Our Town Gallery is also from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the mall. The Taste of the Expo begins at 11:30 and goes until 2 p.m. There's a blood drive in conjunction with that. I would also mention that among the 75 vendors or exhibitors at the expo, one of them is the Mattoon Public Library, and we're looking forward to seeing you all out there. We have some things we've done a long time. We have some new things here at the library we want to talk to you about. We have some ways for people to discover the library all over again, whether or not you've been a patron, a regular patron for many years, or whether you haven't been. We have some ways that we're looking forward to engaging with you about, and we think you'll be excited about as we are. So we want to see everybody at the Cross County Mall, October the 5th, 10 to 3. Ed, thank you and your committee and your staff for all your hard work. Good to see you again, and we'll see you next Thursday.
It's always a pleasure, Carl. Thank you.
And we hope you all will join us again next week for the podcast from the Mattoon Public Library.